Big stories sometimes come from small places. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two books, one a new novel and the other a reissue of a somewhat overlooked classic, about some of the larger issues facing the denizens of small-town America. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Louise Erdrich's 19th novel, The Mighty Red, is named for the river that shapes the North Dakota Valley where the book is set. It opens with a five-page scene titled The Night Driver, 2008. While her husband and daughter are home sleeping, Crystal Poe works overnight at the sugar beet facility owned by the richest family in town, the Geists. In an image that recalls the movie Nomadland, she pulls up to a giant pile of beets, which she'll load for transfer to the sugar plant. She's listening to a talk radio show about angels. Who should call in but Winnie Geist, going on about her son Gary? Gary has survived many near-death experiences, including a recent party involving snowmobiles where things happened, but he emerged more or less okay. What she wants to know is, does he have a guardian angel? Crystal is in a book club with Winnie Geist. In fact, she can see the light in Winnie's bedroom window right now. She doesn't much like Gary Geist, who used to tease her daughter. Everything in this book has just been laid out like a perfect dinner setting. On one level, this is a story about the Geists and the Poes, located at two ends of the class spectrum in their town. And as the story rolls from 2008 into 2009, things get tougher for everyone. In the next scene, Gary will propose to Crystal's daughter, Kismet. And though she loves another boy, an oddball prodigy named Hugo, and they are all far too young, she can't bring herself to say no. Maybe Gary's guardian angel has gotten to her. This whomper-jawed Romeo and Juliet is half of the main storyline. The snowmobile tragedy is the other half. As the short chapters rotate among the characters and their subplots, piled high as the sugar beets, and including embezzlement, armed robbery, identity theft, a fracking operation, fraying marriages, gardening, and the attempts of the book club members to read, eat, pray, love, we gradually learn the details of what happened that night. Through it all, the farming and processing of sugar beets rolls on, turning the soil to dust as pesticides and herbicides do their silent evil. But Erdrich ends her tale with a slideshow from the character's future, sending somebody to college to study biotechnology and weed science, showing somebody else a river sturgeon designed 78 million years ago, giving various sets of old lovers new hope. The Mighty Red is as good a novel as Erdrich has written, and as most will agree, that is saying a lot. My other small-town favorite is Brokeheart Blues by Joyce Carol Oates. Oates published this book in 1999, and despite critical raves, it didn't get that much attention and went out of print. Akashic has reissued it with fanfare befitting one of America's favorite novelists. If you love high school drama and small-town intrigue, this story of the handsome, mysterious boy anti-hero, John Reddy Hart, is for you. Since his family showed up in Willowsville, New York, in a salmon-colored Cadillac, at age 11, he was driving, the whole town's been obsessed with this kid and his blackjack-dealing, man-eating mom. Then, at 16, he shot a man dead in her bedroom. Oates' all-American epic follows a brilliantly dawned group of characters through their 30th high school reunion.
The books are The Mighty Red by Louise Erdrich and Brokeheart Blues by Joyce Carol Oates. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.